شارف بلا وشیخ عارف بلّہ رومی وقت تبریز دوران سے شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. ٹائٹل اس فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, مومن جو فدا نقش کفے پائے نبی ہو, ہو زیر قدم آج بھی عالم کا خزینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت, گر سنت نبوی کی کرے, سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت, طوفان سے نکل جائے گا پھر اس کا سفینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو, یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو, یہ دولت ایمان جو ملی سارے جہاں کو, فیضان مدینہ ہے یہ فیضان مدینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. جو قلب پریشان تھا صدا رنج و علم سے, جو قلب پریشان تھا صدا رنج و علم سے, فیضان نبوت سے ملا اس کو سکینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, جو درد محبت کا ودیعت تھا ازل سے, جو درد محبت کا, جو درد محبت کا ودیعت تھا ازل سے, مومن پہ ہوا کشف وہ مدفون خزینہ. دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. اے ختم رسول کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, اے ختم رسول کتنے بشر آپ کے صدقے, ہر شر سے ہوئے پاک بنے مثل نگینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. خالی تھا جو انوار محبت کی رمق سے, خالی تھا جو انوار محبت کی رمق سے, ایک آگ کا دریا سا لگے ہے وہی سینہ. ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ, دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ. صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت,
صدقے میں تیرے ہو گیا وہ رہبر امت، جو کفر کی ظلمت سے تھا ایک عبد کمینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت، اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت، اے صلی علی آپ کا فیضان رسالت، جو مثل حجر تھا وہ ہوا رشک نگینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، جو ڈوبنے والا تھا ضلالت کے بھنور میں، جو ڈوبنے والا تھا ضلالت کے بھنور میں، اب رہبر امت ہے وہ گمراہ سفینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، جو کفر کے ظلمات سے تھا ننگ خلائق، جو کفر کے ظلمات سے تھا ننگ خلائق، ہے نور ولایت سے منور وہی سینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، اختر کی زباں اور شرف نعت محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اختر کی زباں اور شرف نعت محمد، اللہ کا احسان ہے بے خون و پسینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ، گر سنت نبوی کی کرے پیروی امت، طوفان سے نکل جائے گا پھر اس کا سفینہ، ساحل سے لگے گا کبھی میرا بھی سفینہ، دیکھیں گے کبھی شوق سے مکہ و مدینہ.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Make dua, Allah give us barakat in time, such valuable things, but time is so short. I thought I won't translate the nazam, all know it about Makkah, but the message is so strong. And in fact, Allahu Akbar just came in my heart, that seems to be that Hazrat's poems have meaning is increasing by the day it goes on. And as soon as I thought that, then immediately after that, Bhaijaz rendered this couplet here. Jo darde muhabbat ka waliyat tha azal se. That love of Allah which was kept from sins before. Mu'min pa hua kashf wo madfoon khazina. It came out now. And it's coming out more and more, Allah's Hazrat's poem and the meanings of it. Try and be as short as possible. Sahil se lagega kabhi mera bhi safina. My boat will also reach the shore sometime. Two meanings. We will reach Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And listen to this with the desire in our heart. Build that desire. I must be there in Medina. I must be there in Makkah. And the other is, where my tazkiya, reaching Allah, I will also reach there. My tazkiya will be done. I will find Allah. I'll find the love of Allah in my heart. And this love of Allah, one young boy from Reunion who was here in Ramzan, he came and see me in the office, and then in his English, he spoke good English, but French accent, I wasn't understanding fully. And I thought, a young boy, I didn't give it that importance. So he explained to me that if there's a wife, she does everything for her husband, cooks, everything she does, but there's no expression of love. Then how is that? So I thought he wanted a solution. So I thought he's asking his mother, perhaps dealing with his father like that. Then I thought he's young, but maybe he's married also. So I started giving some explanation. So immediately he put his stop. No. I don't mean that. I mean that you have Allah's, you're doing everything for Allah. And then you, the love of Allah. Another thing, I was just hoping that Sadiq from Saleh from Kumatipur must be here. Now, mashallah, he has just stepped in also. So then he said, no, I want Allah's love. And he cried profusely. A young boy, and those who went to reunion and know life in reunion will know what it is like. So Allah, Allah Akbar, how Allah Ta'ala is making. Dekhen ye kabhi shauk se Makkah or Medina. We will also get the time when with love and passion we'll see with our eyes Makkah and Medina. Now see it with the eyes of the heart. And Allah will bring that time when we will see it with the eyes of the head also. Mu'min jo fida naqshe kaffe paaye nabi ho. That mu'min who gives his life for the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ho zere qadam aaj bhi aalam ka khazina. The treasures of the world will fall at his feet today also. If sincerely we can become die hearts for sunnats. Fakhre gar sunnat nabawi ki kare pe rawi ummat. If the ummat will follow the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tufa se nikal jayega phir uska safina. His boat will go out of all the storms of the seas again. But today our farz namaz are not in order. We're not regular with our farz namaz. And we just because one day we dress according to sunnat, we feel I'm in sunnat. But how? Treatment of the wife, how terrible we treat her. Sunnat is something else. And how we treat our woman. So all the sunnat is in everything. What example we set to our children, etc. We are in big, big gunas. And we feel that just because outwardly we got sunnat, I'm all right. One murid of Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah alayh, shaitan deceived him and he felt that now I'm all right. I've reached perfection. I don't have to go to my Sheikh's majlis anymore. I will benefit more with my own ibadat, seclusion. Just be on my own. I don't need have to go to my Sheikh, make my ibadat. Then shaitan, what you call it, behkawa, made him go more astray. That night when he slept, he saw a dream that he's put on a camel and taken for a tour of Jannat. So now more. Now he started speaking, not only thinking, speaking, this is my position now. Few nights this kept on happening. The other people who he spoke to see what Allah has blessed me with, etc., they reported to Sheikh Junaid Baghdadi, the Sheikh. So he went to him in his private room where he's making, he said, tonight when the dream comes again, then read three times, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And he didn't have real respect, aqidat, for the Sheikh. That's why he thought like this. So he read that night, what will happen? Nothing. All that went away, shaitan ran away. Then he saw he's lying amongst corpses, dead bodies, and feces. Then he realized, where am I? I thought I'm in Jannat already, and what's my position? So how shaitan deceives a person. We just start doing little bit something, I'm all right. That sunnats I'm following. We're still far from sunnats, but I'm following sunnats, etc. So, and whoever is making majlis anything, do it with the niyat, it must come in my life. Not that now I'm all right and I must give it to others. It has to come into my life. Ye daulat e iman jo mili saare jahan. What the greatest treasure of dunya and akhirat. The iman. That all of us got it. Faizan-e-Madina hai. On that basis we can give our lives for Medina Sharif. That it is from Medina. Allah didn't choose Makkah Sharif also for the noor of iman to spread in the world. Allah chose Medina Sharif. Jo qalb pareshan tha sada ranj o alam se. That heart that was forever drowned in tension, depression, all worries. Faizan-e-Nubuwwat se mila usko sakina. People who got whatever problems, depression, just let them make their ta'alluq with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever jadu problem, whatever problem, make your true sincere connection with Medina Sharif. Jo dard-e muhabbat ka wadiya tha azal se, that love that was kept buried since ever. Mu'min pe hua kashf wo madfoon khazina. That hidden treasure opened up to the mu'min. And when you get that treasure, that sukoon of the heart, that enjoyment, what to say? Ye khatme rusul, kitne bashar aapke sadqe. Oh, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the seal of the Prophet. By your barakat, by your sadqa, har shar se huye paak, bane mithal nagina. They became pure of all evil and dirt, and they became like shining jewels. And there is no doubt. Just bring the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why we come to the majlis, not just for barakat, but to bring that. Not just that that we are doing this, we are doing that, but to bring this into our lives. Khali jo tha anwar-e muhabbat ki ramak se. Those people who were empty, void of the noor of love. From the ramak of it, just the little, like when a person is last moments, that little life he's got. So much also they didn't have Allah's muhabbat. Ek aag ka darya sa laga hai wahi safina. A sea of fire got into that heart. That had not even that little, that not ramak, that what you call it in English, the last breath like. That little bit they didn't have that became like a ball of fire, a sea of fire of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Sadqa mein tere ho gaya wo rehbar-e ummat. And by you, that person now became the guide of the ummat. Jo kufr ki zulmat se tha ek abd-e-kameena. Who was in the darkness of kufr, he was an evil person. He became the guide of the ummah, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. How many other people in the ummah, where they reached? Hey, salli ala aapka faizane risalat. O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jo mithal hajar tha, wo rishke nagina. That person who was like a stone became the envy of a jewel. He was a stone just now, but just build your sahih, correct contact with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jo doobne wala tha zalalat ki bhawar mein, that person was going to drown in the whirlpool of misguidance. He was caught up in all fitna and all evil, woman's fitna, this fitna, pride, name, fame, doing programs also for name, fame, praises of people. He was caught up in all that. Ab rehbar-e ummat hai wahi gumra safina. That ship that was being thrown apart from side to side by the waves, now it became the guide and took the people to safety. Just make contact, true contact with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Jo kufr ki zulmat se tha nange khalaiq. That person, by the darknesses of kufr, he was the most evil person. He noore wilayat se munawwar wahi sina. That heart has become now filled with the noor of nabuwat. Akhtar ki zubaan aur sharf-e na'at-e Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See then, Hazrat, after all this, see his humility. And we hardly do anything and we think we are somebody. Hazrat say, me, Akhtar, Hazrat Shaykh, Hazrat's humility, ke my tongue and the honor of praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ka ahsan hai, be khun or safi. There is Allah's favors. Without any effort from our side, how Allah has favored us. May Allah bless us with this reality. And this also when we become sincere in this way. Not that we are two-faced, two sides. We do this also, then the other side also. We do other things also. In the name of Deen also, other programs also. This side we are attending Khanka, we know the mizaj of Khanka, but we do other things also. And that also we are promoting. All other, some social functions, some this, some that, some things which are contrary to our grain. And so we're trying to do both, make this side people happy also, that side people happy. It doesn't work like that. You don't reach anywhere like that. You are la ilaha ula wa la ilaha ula. Between, just not this side, that side. So sincerely, the person who turns, there is no doubt Allah has given this nuskha for billions of people in the world who follow it are reaching their destination. I'm Alan Abdul Pad.
Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. Ya Arif Billah, Kutb-e Zaman, Tabriz Sani, Rumi-e Waqt, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayh, Adamullah Fuyuzhum Alina, ki kalam se pesh khidmat hai, jinka unwan hai, Tere Dar Par Tera Banda, Ba Umeed Karam Aaya. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعا یا رد نہیں ہوتی، کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعا یا رد نہیں ہوتی، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، یہاں کا نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا، یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ عمل ہر انوار کعبہ ہے، یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے، یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا، یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ، اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ با امید کرم آیا، جزاک اللہ، زبان شکر کا سر ہے لغت میں دم نگی اختر، زبان شکر کا سر ہے لغت میں دم نگی اختر، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا، کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا،
کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. Now only the graces of Allah, His favors, haram has come in front of me. Whether you are there physically or now also, for those who visualize and with love and passion they seeing Makkah Sharif, the haram, it's only Allah's karam. Otherwise, many people try also, but just they can't visualize it. It doesn't come in front. And those who are seeing it with love and feeling, it's also the karam of Allah Ta'ala. And may Allah Ta'ala take us physically also, not just live in a dream world, that we must go there physically also. Hamari zindagi ka waqt, waqt muhtanam aya. The time of our life, the opportunity to coin up, the opportunity to cash up. This come now when a person, even if he just visualizes Makkah Sharif. Now make your dua to Allah. And when you are there, what that opportunity. Don't waste your time. When Allah gave you to be present in Makkah Sharif, in front by the Haram, now don't waste your time. Make the best of it. Coin up at that time. Cash up at that time as much as you can. Karam se, Rabbi Kaaba ki duaya rad nahi hoti. By the kindness of Allah, the duas of Haram are not rejected. They are accepted. Engage in duas when you are there. Nazar ke saamne qismat se meri multazam aya. And now in front of my eyes, by my qismat, Allah put in my taqdeer, what a great favor of Allah. Multazam has come. Now my multazam. Not only in Makkah, not only in the Haram, I'm here by multazam. Where will Allah brought me now? Yaha ka zarra zarra nazre mazhare anware kaaba hai. Yeah, every speck, every small atom is a sign of the manifestation of the anwarat of Kaaba Sharif. Everything here is part of the Kaaba Sharif. Ye malik ka karam hai us pe jo uske haram aaya. There is the kindness of Allah that in front of that person now the haram has come in front of him. Agarche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Even though we are full of sin, drowning in sin, but where can we go, my Allah? There is no other door we have got. There is nowhere else we can go. There is only one door that we come to you. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed karam aaya. And at your threshold, at your door, your slave has come with hope of your mercies. And Allah, make this dua also. Ya Allah, aap se bari ummeed hai. Aap jo aap se ummeed rakhte unko na ummeed. Aap nahi karte. A person who's got hope of Allah, Allah doesn't let that person hope goes in vain. He got hope in me, I will see to him. So have great hope in Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, go there with great, great hopes from Allah Ta'ala. Though we are drowned in sin, we're not fit for anything. But when we are there, have great hopes. Zuban-e-shukr qasir hai. My tongue of making shukr is can't fulfill the rights. Logat mein dam nahi. Language hasn't got life in it that I can use that. Tell to Allah Ta'ala, I haven't got that tongue. I haven't got that heart. I haven't got those words. I haven't got those, that attitude to make shukr to you. I've got nothing, Ya Allah. Your favors, they're just pouring down. Like if it's heavy, heavy rain, you can't even put your raincoat on. Or your raincoat also is flying off. Your umbrella is going upside down and it's flying away. Nothing is helping. All my guna, but your rahmat is just pouring all the time. Meri ummeed se ziyada nazar unka karam aya. More than what I had hope. What I'm sinful, what I'm worthy, I'm not worthy of anything. The hope that I had, Allah's karam is more than our hope also. To understand this, perhaps it will help. Jannat is that place. The starting point of Jannat is the end of our imagination. What a person, not what he can have, not what science can offer in comfort and enjoyment, let your thoughts run wild. What kind of a life, what kind of a car will I want, what kind of a motor car, what kind of a bedroom, bathroom, garden, what I want, everything. Let your thoughts run wild. Where your thoughts end, Jannat starts from there. Where you can't even dream about, you can't think about. So Allah's karam also, what you are worthy of, that's out of, you're not worthy of anything. But what you got hope in Allah, where your hope ends, Allah's karam starts there. So much Allah Ta'ala gives. Where were we worthy of Iman in Islam? This majlis, masjid, hearing these words of what a great arif billah. To be sitting here, if this is not Allah's karam, what are we worth? We worried of our football. We worried of a picnic. We worried of some other guna and terrible. But where Allah brought us. So we have to make lot. We can't make enough shukr to Allah Ta'ala.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillahi munshi al-khalq min adami. ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We finish the month of Ramadan, we should make lot of shukr. And our Hazrat such beautiful teaching that don't stay in sorrow now Ramadan is finished. Allah brought the day of Eid of happiness, show happiness. If the father, he brings some namat in the house, he got an increase in his wages, he's spending on the family. Now don't still live your old life. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Express your shukr to Allah Ta'ala which He has given you. So now Eid day came, express your happiness. And now go forward in life. What we got in Ramzan and Allah gave to everyone. It is up to us now to carry it forward. Don't bluff yourself that I didn't change, I have nothing. That is actually also Shaitan's ploy so that you can go down. Shaitan wants to push you down all the time. But you, Allah gave you. Just the keeping of rozas is such a great ni'mat that on Qiyamah's day, what a horrible, terrible day. But those who kept roza of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will give them a dastarkhan, will invite them to a meal in the shade of the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali say, Jahan saaya hai, wahan hisab nahi. Where there is shade, there is no hisab kitab for those people. Or jahan hisab hai, wahan saaya nahi. And where there will be hisab kitab carrying on, there will be no shade there. So yeah, you will be sitting in Allah's air conditioning. And Allah's da'wat for those who kept roza, have courage and keep the rozas. And particularly the woman folk who miss the few rozas they have to miss in Ramzan. Don't delay, keep them quickly, don't let them pile up. Before soon it becomes a mountain which you can't handle then. It's their small hills. Keep those rozas. And any man also, if for any reason we had to miss a roza, health reason, whatever, don't delay in keeping the qaza. And we got any qaza rozas also, especially the woman. Man also, keep your qaza. What ni'mat you will get on the day of Qiyamah. So bring it forward now. And then also we have been taught to wind down slowly also. Keep 6 rozas of Shawwal now. Slowly, then you get into the groove properly. If you're just going to give up everything, then it's sudden change, from hot to cold, anything. You get sick if you have sudden body temperature changes also. So we have been taught to wind it down gradually. So six rosas you keep, and then you get into the group, then you'll be able to carry forward. The momentum of Ramzan, of course, is not going to be out of Ramzan. But if you carry it on, inshallah, that Ramzan, your life will come, which will be like Ramzan. And if you slowly carry it on, slowly, your whole life will come like Ramzan. Which Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali Jazawmullah Khair said, a person who loves his life like Ramzan, his mort will come like Eid. And this will happen when every year we carry forward. Momentum won't be that, but now, next year a bit higher. Third year a bit soon, may soon Allah bring that our whole life is like Ramzan. Then our tilawat of Ramzan is not left in a whole year, it's carrying on. And excessive tilawat may Allah bless us with. Then our rozas won't be left in Ramzan. You'll be keeping Monday, Thursday. You'll be keeping 3 days a month. Then Allah give tawfiq, even more you will be keeping. Every second day you're keeping a roza. The duas won't be left in Ramzan. They will carry on also. So soon your life will become like Ramzan. And our Shaykh gave such a beautiful example also. Like you folded a paper and you kept it under other papers, it's folded like that. Now you have to make it straight. It was folded the wrong side. It had to be folded the other way around. So bad habits we got. We were folded in that bad habits. Now we have to straighten it. You tell somebody, give up TV forever, he finds it hard. To give up this, okay, don't worry, don't give up our whole life. Just for 30 days give it up. That you can manage. So now turn the paper, fold it the other side. This 30 days of Ramzan got so much barakat, it will remain forever. If we spend the 30 days properly, Allah made it such that you tell, for example, many children also, this habit, you can't give it up. Just one time don't do it. So Allah said, just for ayyam ma'dudat, few days. Let's change your habits for a few days. The barakat of Ramzan. And if you do it 40 days that has been established, it brings a change in a person. And then you will change for good. If you have that sincerity and the barakat and the fuyuz of Ramzan. And we are fortunate we got the khanqa of Maulana, not our Shaykh only, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. That khanqa silsila, Allah has blessed us. And our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, what Allah has blessed our Shaykh with. So that fuyuz will carry on. After that, and the dua also that we make in Ramzan, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, keep me safe and sound so I can benefit from Ramzan. If you are sick in Ramzan, how are you going to get the maximum benefit? If you are occupied with other things, some big thing came about which you have to handle now, Ramzan, you are engaged with that. If you fell ill and you are in the hospital, hold Ramzan. Or your close family member, now you are running up and down your whole program. So Allah keep us safe. Wasallim Ramadan li, and keeps Ramadan safe and sound for me also. No all arguments and fights about this and about that. Everything so you could benefit maximum. Wasallimhu li mutaqabbala. That is important. Now what I got, let it be stay salamat. That it remain for me for the future. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah. Then we come into the, soon as the moon of Eid is sighted, we have come into the Mawsam, which is still so famous with the Arabs. Mawsam is here. We also say, like December. We are, December is out. For children, holidays, school holidays. December, long holidays. They just look forward to those holidays. Everyone, the real thing we have to look forward to is the Mawsam. And how Allah build us up with for this. Hey, we start with Muharram. And then we keep our rozas also. A dedication that we will follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Muharram. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if I'm alive next year, I will keep two rozas to be different from the Jews and the Christians. From the Jews, that I won't, they keep the roza on the 10th of Muharram, I'll keep 9 and 10. So we show our difference from those other people also completely. And we distinct. Muharram is the beginning of the Islamic year also. And in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Sahaba, there was the Christian year, the Gregorian year, it was being followed. But Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great man, on whose tongue how many ayats of wahi came down.
according to what Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wished. So he instituted for us for our Islamic calendar also, to show that we are a different nation. But today we don't even use the Islamic dates. We should try and introduce, become acquainted with our Islamic dates, etc. So anyway, so Muharram comes. Safar, that we cut off from all superstition and everything. Hey, all jadu stories, superstition, we don't fall into all those petty small little things. They are there, but they're small little petty things. A mu'min is strong. The Qudrat of Allah and the power of Allah, all these things cannot affect him. They got no effect. Jinnat are in fact frightened for mankind. When we show our weakness, they take advantage. Otherwise, they don't come near a human being. They are frightened for human being. So we must be strong. Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, the love and the honor and the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Jamadiul Ula, Jamadiul Ukhra, to consolidate a little lull, to consolidate everything and to go into a leap into what is coming in front. Like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after tahajjud, he should take a little rest. Because now Fajr is coming. And what a great occasion. We don't realize it, but Fajr, and Fajr namaz again, tahajjud this side, Fajr that side, what a great namaz. So a little rest in between. Then comes the month of Rajab, which is to correct our namaz, to make our connection with Allah. Then comes Shaban, to purify and cleanse. And then we go into the great and honorable month of Ramadan. And then now Allah said, now you are fit to come to me. Now come for Hajj. Come to my house. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Give, announce to the people, all come for Hajj now. Who doesn't want to go and live, visit the house of his beloved? A boy is engaged and now he's already Amurru ala diyari Layla. Layla says, Majnu says that Amurru ala diyari Layla. I just walk past the houses and the gully of Layla. وَقَبِّلُ ذَلْجِدَار وَذَلْجِدَار. I kiss this wall, I kiss that wall. I feel like kissing the dogs on in the alley of Layla also, because they got connection with Layla. Allah's house. Now that a person, now you're going to Allah's house. What is Layla's house? We see many boys when they get engaged, when they are married, all the time running to the in-laws. The parents also feel hard how to tell him, don't go so much, it's not good. But he, his heart is just there all the time, just running to the in-laws all the time. Yeah, and you ask him also, where are you going? Umrah. Umrah means going to the in-laws. All the time he's making Umrah, putting ihram and going to his in-laws all the time. Yeah, you're going to Allah's house. Hey, what an occasion. And from Baytullah, what Allah Ta'ala gives us. Now you are gone to Mina. Now you are gone to Arafat, Mustalifa, back to Mina, Makkah, back to Mina, back to Makkah, and then either to Medina Sharif or back home again. What an occasion Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Ali, one person, his murid, who went for Hajj. When he returned, he asked him, you came back from Hajj? He said, yes. He said, when you left home and you put off your clothes, you put on ihram, did you take off your gunas also? He said, no, that I didn't do. He says, when you went on safar, you took your necessary things only. All the extras you left behind. So in your life also, all your unnecessary things, la yani, fuzul, did you leave it all behind? He said, no, I didn't even think about that. He said, when your eyes fell on Kaaba Sharif, did your eyes fall on Allah? The Qudrat, the mercy of Allah. He said, no, that didn't happen. He says, when you went to Mina, you left all your basic necessities also in Makkah. You took the basics to Mina. Did you leave all your other extra fuzul things in your life? La yani, fuzul, etc. And he said, no, that I didn't do. He said, in Arafat, did you pour out your heart and you got ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala in Arafat? He said, no, that didn't happen. When you went to Muzdalifah and you stayed without a shelter also, without a toilet also, you spend the night, did you determine my life I will spend on my basics only of my life? And how I spend that one night and I remained alive, your whole life also you will remain alive. No, that did not happen. When you went to Mina and you pelted the shaitan, did you pelt all your gunas and your desires? Did you pelt your nafs, which is your biggest enemy?
But nafs is the king of enemies. Shaitan, who we felt there also, is the chief minister of shaitan, of nafs. Main enemy is nafs. Shaitan is a chief minister of the king. Did you pelt your nafs? No, I didn't. When you went to Makkah Sharif and you made your tawaf and you made you kissed the Kaaba Sharif, did you kiss the hand of Allah? No, I didn't. When you came back to Mina, you made qurbani. Did you make qurbani of your desires? No, I didn't think about that. Then you haven't made hajj. Return and go again and make your hajj. To learn the reality of hajj. One sheikh, his murids were going for nafil hajj. He said, where are you people going? We're going for hajj. Do you know who you're going to? No, we don't know. We're going to the building. If you don't know who you're going to the house, but you don't know the house person. You are going to the king, it's the palace. The palace you know, but the king you don't know. First come to know who is the king. Stay with me for 1 year. Let me introduce you to Allah. Then you go to Hajj. A person who makes tawaf of Kaaba Sharif is one thing. And so to say, a person who is making tawaf around Allah. In tawaf we make duas. That child who is running around his mother, he wants something. The mother is cooking. She's busy with this work. He comes from this side. He comes from that side. Around and around he's going to with her all the time. I want this. I want this. Finally, the mother has to give it. It's her child. You are the banda of Allah. And you are going around and around, so to say, Allah. How won't Allah give you? Your need. And mashallah, there is one hadith, a musalsal of continuity. Hadith that has happened to every person. Of the dua of multazam. Everyone who narrates that hadith mentions that my particular dua which I made, it got accepted. I saw it got accepted. And from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam till today it is being narrated. So this is also something that every person should realize with what desire he went. And he made that dua and his dua got accepted. And he saw the acceptance of his dua. He got it. So this is what we should have. Maulana Ahmed Lat Sahab, Ahmed Barakatum explained that Hajj is, Quran Sharif say, 5 days. Otherwise count 7 days, 1 day to go, 1 day to come. And the 5 days of Hajj. And a week has got 7 days. There is only from Yomul Sabt till Yomul Jum'ah. Saturday to Friday. There is no other day. Only 7 days in the week. So 7 days how you spend in Hajj, spend your whole life. When you prove to yourself, I could spend the 7, I'm such a big multi-millionaire and everything, but I lived without all my properties, without all my big investments, with my big bank balances, I lived for 7 days. Every week I only got 7 days. There's not going to come another day. Yomul Sabt, Yomul Ahad, Yomul Ithnain, 7 days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, no other day is going to come. It's only that 7 days. When you proved you could live 7 days like that, live your whole life. So preparation for Hajj is important, and the spiritual preparation is very, very important. And then see what Hajj will do to a person. And really, one Hajj is not enough for a person. Our farz will get done, but the first Hajj is usually a nervous Hajj. Like students who start the first day making imamat, you see the ball bearings also. How they trembling all the time. The whole kurta is shaking. The jubba is shaking also. Nervous. So the first hajj also is like that. You don't know what is happening. Try and make a few hajj. The reality will come slowly. And may Allah bless us. And follow it up with umrahs. And as every time you go, and if you're preparing, not just going on a wild goose chase, but you're preparing there, you will see every umrah the value, the ziyar, and then going to Madinah Park, Allahu Akbar. Going to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is the only ummah that has been blessed and honored with that great, great sharaf and honor that our Nabi is here by us in this world. And whoever wants to visit him can easily just make your niyyah, do your preparations, what you have to do. Then you can be standing in front of your Nabi. Man zarani ba'da wafati fa ka'annama zarani fi hayati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who visits me after I've left the world is just like the person who visited me in my lifetime.
today, Nabi, have this yaqeen, my Nabi is, he's alive in the qabr. Hayatul Nabi is a musallam, fully accepted masala of the whole Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our Nabi is alive. You make salam there, not the farishtas convey your salam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, personally, you have this opportunity. No other ummah has got this. Not the Christians, not the Jews, nobody. We have got that. So it is great honor Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah with, and to be right there in front of Rawza-e Mubarak. Don't worry about criticizing the modern hotels and that. Rawza-e Mubarak is there. Kaaba Sharif is there. Don't talk and comment about the extensions and this work is happening. Let all that carry on. That's not your business. Your business, you went for the Kaaba Sharif. You didn't go there as an inspector or to make an assessment or that wasn't your work. You do your work. You went for Kaaba Sharif. Kaaba Sharif is, facilities are there, and what facilities? What cleanliness, what maintenance? Rawza-e Mubarak is there. Go there, make your salam. That is your work. Read your durood, etc. So what an occasion. And then Allah in His great mercy and kindness blessed us with another great ibadat, the ibadat of Qurbani again. This was an ibadat actually of Mina. It should be only done there. And if Allah's system was like that of the people of the world, wherever any great event took place, they build a statue there. And people go and pay, they visit it, look at the statue that, yeah, this happened, this war took place here, this country got its independence on this day, at this place here, at this statue. Allah didn't make a dead statue for us to go and see. Allah, the great, great sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, ma hadhihi al-adhahi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The Sahaba asked, what is this qurbani all about? What's the story? Qala hiya sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. It is a sunnat of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that qurbani that he made of his son. Inni ra'aytu fil manam anni adbahuka. I see in my dream, which was wahi, which Allah had sent to his Nabi. Nabi, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's dreams are not like our dreams. What we dream about, al-amanul hafiz. What our minds are and what we dream about, that is something else. Their dreams are wahi from Allah Ta'ala. Allah sended the wahi this time in the form of a dream. And he saw his slaughtering his son. And then he asked his son as a test and imtihan testing. The mother was the teacher or ustad, the muallima of the child, Hazrat Hajir Ali. What iman she taught the child. Now he was testing that whether she taught him, and is he passing in his exam? Inni araytu, inni raytu anni azbahuka. I'm seeing, Allah is commanding me, I must fanzur maada tara. Not that he was making mashura. Allah's command is no mashura. And Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there's no question he's making mashura with his son. That, oh my beloved son, Allah has commanded me. What do you say? In other words, what is your level of iman? And where, Allahu Akbar, he had reached. He reached that stage that he said immediately, Ya Abati fa'al ma tu'umar. Oh my beloved father, no questioning. You do what you have been called. I am ready. Imagine, a young boy at that time. Today it comes in the hadith, when a person turns 60, then there is no excuse left for him but from Allah Ta'ala. Now he's, when you become baligh, then you are responsible for all your things. When you become mentally matured, then now get married, settle down, now you are responsible. When you are married now, then you've got the responsibility of a wife. Before that, you just worried about yourself. But now, whatever you do, my wife also. You want to go away? Is my wife safe? Have I left things for her? Everywhere your wife. You get a child, now you're a father. Your responsibilities are even more. Soon, more children, grandchildren, now your responsibilities are even much more. A person reaches the age of 40, then nubuwwat was given to all anbiya after the age of 40, just around there. So your maturity is now complete when you have reached 40. And when your daughter gets married, which is also round about when you are 40, then you realize who your wife is. Now you want a good partner for your daughter. Are you a good partner for your wife? Now you don't want your son-in-law to trouble your daughter. You are worried, you are phoning, you're telling your wife, phone again, ask how is she, why she said this, is there a problem? You ask your wife, you got a problem. Am I not your problem? How our Sheikh Dama Rahmatullah Ali explained so beautifully, when your daughter, if she comes home for a few days, she's not talking, she didn't complain, you can't sleep at night. Why isn't she happy how she used to be before? Now you get worried. So now you want to get taweez so that she can control her husband. And how beautifully it has been said, that wife who treats her husband like a king, everything she does for him, and she treats him like a king, her honor is she'll be a queen. The king's wife is a queen. So if she treats him like that and really makes his khidmat, service, respects, honors him, makes him a king in the house, she's a queen. And that wife who wants to control the husband, who wants to enslave the husband, and if she succeeds, she becomes the slave's wife. So why must she become a slave's wife? Rather become the king's wife, become a queen, don't become a slave's wife. Eh? So very fortunate are those people who are married to a person by the name of Ghulam. The wife is a slave, so the wife is a slave also. As the wife, she is the wife of a slave. Eh? That is just by the way. So anyway, when your daughter gets married and you're so worried about her happiness, as you are worried, think your wife's father is worried of her. If he was living, how he should feel. Her mother, how she... So treat her like that. Allahu Akbar. In the majlis of Dr. Iqbal, the famous Dr. Iqbal, which is beautiful poetry, great philosopher of Islam, once it was read out that a cat that was in Masjid Nabawi gave birth to her kittens. Now she's going to cause a mess in the masjid, etc. So the Sahaba wanted to chase the cat out with its kittens. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bhagao mat, ye ab to maa ho gaya. Respect her, she has become a mother now. When the cat became a mother, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam ordered, respect the cat now. So your wife has become a mother, show her more respect. How sad it is that how many of us who come to programs, who are in deeni work, we belittle the wife so much. We humiliate her in front of her children. That is the worst you can do. If you want to shout her, reprimand her, do it in privacy. You got a fight with her, do it not in front of the children, not in front of the in-laws, etc. Don't respect her. Out of her, she has got some good quality, she keeps quiet. Eh? And she doesn't say anything, but you break her heart. You break her heart, now what can you put in that heart? And what deen's work are you doing if you break the heart? Many people having affairs with other women, getting the enjoyment and pleasure there, and at home, breaking the heart of the wife. Eh? So, a person must consider this. On what all this? Ji? Now when you became this age, now recognize, when your daughter gets married, then you have become more mature. Finally, when you become 60, Allah Ta'ala says, now we have given you that life, that you got no excuse left now. You have reached 60, you have seen dunya, you should have realized dunya is just a false. How many experience, how many times you lost money, people you trusted, what experience, by the age of 60, now you got no excuse left. So Allah Ta'ala has given us that life also. So anyway, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he made this qurbani, and his son, who came a young boy at that age, where we at 60 also we can't reach, where he was just had came to the age of bulugh, 12, 13, 9, 10, whatever the age might have been. What the answer? Dr. Iqbal himself says that I'm fascinated and astonished. A young boy could give such an answer which a PhD can't give, which nobody can give such an answer which he gave. Just like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke when he was an infant. just born still. And what a bayan which even great, great ulama, allamas can't give such a bayan. قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابِ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأُوصَانِ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي. I must respect and honor my mother. Children are commanded. The husband is commanded to look after when, especially your mother has, your wife has big. And also remember, if you want the respect and love of your mother, respect her children. If you abuse her children are part of her. You only got half a minute's enjoyment when the child was born. But she went through 9 months of labor. Another 2 years of weaning the child. And still her worry is her children whole life. Even after they married, mother's duas are for her children all the time. More duas than she makes for herself is for her children. So much. And if you will respect and honor and show love to her children, she will respect and love you. And if you abuse her children, you broke her heart also. So therefore, and if you break her heart and you abuse her, how many cases the children say, if I had a gun, I should shoot him. They don't even say, my father, I should shoot him. Respect them. So Allah, so just see that tarbiyat of deen, that a boy who has just become matured, that is where Qurmani should teach us this lesson. We must reach here with this Qurmani. Not just a matter of getting an animal, enjoy slaughter, and slaughter it yourself. Then these things will come. Don't just send away a check somewhere. Don't just have it done somewhere. Hey, some organization does Qurbani, etc. And Allahu Akbar, this. Don't trust anyone also. What you do with your own hand is genuine. One group of Hajis who were coming from Medina Sharif for Hajj to Makkah Sharif, those days in the buses, not this Muassasa time and all that, stopped at a garage, and next to the garage, the service station with all the food and hotel, restaurants, everything, one person was selling animals, Qurbani animals. And so the people saw very nice animals, good size, healthy animals. We can just order our animals here, then we don't have a problem in Mina. So they went, how many, 50, 60 people, all paid up one, two animals. Everything sorted out, got their receipts, everything. Got back in the bus, one person had to go toilet. When he went in the toilet, it took him a little time. From the toilet window, he saw the same animals are being sold to another bus passengers. So every bus that comes, they're selling the same animals to every bus animal. And you happy my Qurbani is being done. What you do with your hand is genuine. So this Qurbani also, how people, what we will say, we will, I myself, or many of us, prepared to sign, this man is genuine. After we hear some stories again. Some different stories. Allah knows the truth. But what you do yourself, that you know is done. At least make your own Qurbani with your own hands. Nafil Qurbani, send it away. And also, this Qurbani is not charity. Qurbani is Qurbani. Charity is different. We say, no, the people of Malawi are poor. They don't get meat. They don't need meat only in Zulhijjah. Only they need meat the whole year. If you are so concerned, every month send animals for them there. In India, this place, those people never see meat. They don't only want to see meat once a year. Send every month for those people. But your may send nafil. But your own faras, Qurbani, make it with your own hands. Then you know it is that. And all the things of which are related and all these qualities of the children that I was explaining will come when the reality of Qurbani, not just the picture of Qurbani, in the comfort of your office, aircon, you're writing out a check, Qurbani is 500 rand there, you said nothing, 1000 rand. But you, it's alright. Hey, somebody, you got a timeshare and you can't go, you are too busy, you send somebody else. They will, your timeshare will be used. But you won't get that benefit. You send somebody for Hajj-e Badal, there's masala, no problem. But what will you know what is Arafat and what is Mina? When you went yourself, then you'll know what is Arafat, what is Mina. So what you do yourself. So Qurbani also get involved. So much so, Shariat's hukam, that if a woman can slaughter, she must slaughter with her own hand. And if she can't, she must be present with due respects of parda. That is another thing also. Don't just go overboard. We have to go for some march. marching, all our Shariat rules are thrown away. In one battle jihad, a lady was informed that her son was killed, her father was killed, brother was, how many people became shaheed? When she went there still with proper niqab, they say even in this, she says, my son has been made shaheed, my brother has been made shaheed, my sharam, my laws of Allah, that haven't been made shaheed. So much we must observe. So even that Qurbani at that time observed the laws of Allah also. So may Allah give us tawfiq to understand this great honorable occasion and what Allah, and if we keep on building, carry forward, wallah, a few years and as mashallah, many of our brothers, sisters also, the way we see, they're writing their letters, how their conditions have improved, what they were, and genuine. They write all that and they say, we still got this terrible disease, this terrible disease. In other words, they came to doctor, they got benefit, but we still got this disease. This is still not treated. We want this treatment also. And mashallah, how many people are getting, and what is strange and inexplicable, which we cannot explain, people who are far away from different countries, how they are benefiting. So it must not happen that people from far are benefiting and we under the candlelight, we are being left behind. Whereas by Riaz, he won his of India, the Ustad and Imam of the Masjid, wrote to him on one occasion, he was coming with on Safar, he told the Imam Sahib, the Maulana there, who is a genuine person. He told Bhai Riaz, had you told me you are going for Umrah, I should not have got so happy as you are going with Safar with your Sheikh. Because what you are going to get is much more your Islah. That is the main thing. Then what you will get from your Umrah. On another occasion, his Sheikh, that Maulana asked him, are you writing to your Sheikh your conditions? He said, no. He said, you're going to be left behind. If you're not writing your condition, this is a ittila, is a very one of the fundamental things of this line of the suluk, to make ittila, then to make ittiba. That is a fundamental things to explain what our conditions are. We go to two extremes. One is we think Sheikh knows everything. He's not Alimul Ghaib. Then we are falling into shirk. And the other extreme, there is no need to inform him. So what will Sheikh write? I'm not making my five namaz. He'll say, you make your five. But you don't know what is the effect in that words. The same thing. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a headache. He asked, made dua to Allah. Allah said, eat the leaves of a certain tree. He ate it, he got shifa. Next time he didn't ask Allah, he went and eat it. No. So Allah said that three leaves got no effect. By me, what I say, by that is effect. And in this path of suluk, the mu'alij is Allah Ta'ala. Murabbi haqiqi is only Allah Ta'ala. The Shaykh is only up front there. It is Allah's work that is carrying on. And Allah's work is guaranteed. 100% Allah's work. And one great thing that mashallah, perhaps all our friends, most of them have acquired, which is required, humility, humbleness, admission of our weakness, not this pride that I'm all right, admission of our, that is a great thing. What all your gunas, and you got admission of your weakness, and you realize I'm bad and that, you are in a much more higher position than those people who might be doing also all right, but they think we have achieved something. Just that thought, that person, that thing cuts you right down. So Allah has given us, as Muslims, we can't make enough shukr. And what Shaykh Allah has given us. And Hazrat's Ash'ar, mashallah, and Allah's fazal, and our brothers who come and read the Ash'ar, and the brothers who come to listen, etc., this occasion, what pearls is not the word. Diamonds and gold is not the word. What is being conveyed to us? Allahu Akbar. Let us come regularly and left ta'aleem in the homes. And those brothers who have been given ijazat, make sure you make ta'aleem. If nowhere else, make it in the home. but try and make it with friends, you will see the difference. Hey, what our buzurgs have taught and Hazrat's talimat, we cannot imagine. Hazrat's khankas, in the khankadeh, Maulana Mazhar sahab, Hazrat Mir sahab, Damat Barakatum, Haum Firoz, Mehman, Allahu Akbar. Everywhere in Bangladesh, Maulana Abdul Mateen sahab, all the other great khulafa of Hazrat, Maulana who is here, when he is, as he says his asha, you can see what feeling he's saying it. All this in the world, Hazrat's work that he's carrying on, and it's all being deposited. Deposits are going 24 hours into Hazrat's account. And how? And Hazrat knows that from where it's coming. And Hazrat becomes so happy, and du'as we get also of Hazrat. As with regard to Hazrat Mir sahab, what beautiful dreams Saatis have seen, how happy Hazrat is with his khanka, etc. So Allah has blessed us with a great na'mat, a great dawlat and treasure. Make qadr of it. Allah has given it to us here, ready on the plate. Make qadr of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So we spoke about carrying on after Ramzan, then preparing for Hajj, etc. And then also about the Qurbani. Very, very important. And look for our animals, try. Today our picture of Islam is changed also. No more we look for the moon, we listen to radio. Before that we were waiting for phone calls. Now the radio. But we should go and see ourselves. It's a wajib duty that we go and look for the moon on the relevant occasions. And then, now with Qurbani also, just send away this. And now, go and do it yourself, personally, get involved in it, and then see the great difference of that Qurbani. And then eat that meat also with relish. This also is a sad case. Many, especially our women, goat especially, they say, the smell we don't like. The goat milk. And when they go for aromatherapy, that is already there. It makes sense that the smell gives you cure. That all that aroma they have, that gives you cure. This has been proven scientifically. The smell of the goat, the milk, etc., is a cure for cancer. The smell is a cure for cancer. So Allah has blessed us with all this. What is ready, we don't want to use. What is on the plate. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and help us, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بتائے دنیاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کرہ ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے سورج چاند ستاروں میں یہ نور چمک رکھا کس نے لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لحظہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایک دن میں دی 70 جانے ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
Briefly, just for everyone's little refreshment, بیعت السنت, the object of bayat, that is our islah, to correct, that is farz. And to understand it is not difficult. We get sick, we have to go for treatment, we take treatment, though it's not farz. But we all take it like farz. For sicknesses, we all take it like farz, but it's not farz. And you take treatment, hopefully you get better, perhaps you don't. Whether you get better or not, at a small cost, at a big cost, but you are going to die, you're not going to live forever. And when you die, all your problems are over physically. No more now your pain or for any headache, stomach pain, all that comes to an end. But spiritual diseases, it's farz-e-ayn on every individual that we take treatment. And yeah, remedy is guaranteed because the doctor is Allah. He makes, Allah Ta'ala, a person who is genuine and with a genuine shaykh, it's not the shaykh who does, Allah is the one who does. And when you get your treatment here, you get a wonderful life in dunya and in qabr. And if you don't take your treatment, you suffer in this world. You are still womanizing, you are still gambling, you are still, your anger. Hey, Allahu Akbar, how sad it is, person gives his wife 3 times, just in anger. He's crying in remorse now. The poor wife is crying, the families are torn apart because you didn't treat anger. Hey, you couldn't manage your anger. So this is for us to take, and in the qabr you're going to suffer the consequences very gravely. May Allah save us all. So this treatment is for us. And the treatment that is given generally for everyone, then keep contact, and then you get a tailor-made, your own particular thing. But otherwise you're just carrying on with the genuine, with the general, your whole life. But your condition, everyone's condition is different. And mashallah, quite a few brothers, sisters also write, we are doing this year, and this is our condition. Accordingly, we increase, decrease, change, etc. But otherwise, you're just carrying on. And you become your own doctor. I can do manage myself, I don't need my share. Dangerous situation. So, the general is that dress Islamically wherever we are. If for some reason we cannot, then at that time, but come back to Islamic dress as soon as we can. Quran Sharif tilawat regularly. Four pages a day, so we can make at least one khatam in a year. That's a minimum. 100 times, but you're a student, so for you 10 times. Otherwise, for other people, 100 times, la ilaha illallah. And say it, for the first time, whole kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah, with Durood Sharif, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, that with la ilaha, I'm taking out all the wrong, negative things. Illallah, I'm putting all the right, positive things in my heart. And 100 times, Allah. After the first Allah, to say Jalla Jalaluhu, or any words of Allah's greatness is for wajib. Then with this in mind, oh Allah, I love you, I need you, you also love me, you come in my heart, you will achieve this. And once you got that, what haven't you got? You've got everything. And then keep contact, that is very, very important. Attend the majalis also, inform of your condition also, and then inshallah, we'll see how we will progress.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله، فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat: O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jamaat in the masjid according to sunnat, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiyah and of the Naqshbandiyah and of the Qadiriyah and of the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic Imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha of each and every sin of mine. O Allah, raise me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannat with all the righteous and pious.
اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أفنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم يا رب العالمين. يا الله، forgive all our past and future sins. يا الله، يا الله، we are coming here for our islah. Ya Allah, please make our islah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give our Shaykh a long life. Ya Allah, and let us spend a long life in the shadow of our Shaykh. Ya Allah, all the sacrifices and the qurbanis that is made by our beloved Shaykh, our most honorable and respected Shaykh. Ya Allah, through whose fazal and karam, Ya Allah, we have come to your darbar, we have come to your masjid. Ya Rabbal Alameen, we have come to this khanka. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give us sincerity. Ya Allah, bless us with sincerity. Ya Allah, grant us istiqamat. Ya Allah, make our islah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with us. Ya Allah, before maut, Ya Allah, grant us tawbatun nasuha and all our sins. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, accept our tawbah, accept our istighfar. Ya Allah, accept our coming here. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Ya Allah, accept the bait of those who have taken bait. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbal Alameen, continuously make us conscious of our islah. Ya Rabbal Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, make us pavant of an salah. Give us the tawfiq of always keeping our tongues busy with zikrullah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, accept our tawbah, accept our istighfar. Ya Rabbil Alameen, make us pavant on our salah. Ya Rabbil Alameen, accept us for your deen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Allah, protect us from the whispers of shayateen and the shararat of shayateen. Ya Allah, accept our du'as in the tawfiq and sadkar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.